Welcome to the Time with Flora podcast, where we talk, learn, and grow together. My name is Flora Omoserada, and I am a certified coach, workplace conflict mediator, and training facilitator. As a coach, I work with clients who are management professionals and individuals who are looking to elevate their personal effectiveness so that they can achieve the life career goals they want. Welcome to my podcast, where I share stories about life and career from me and my guests. Elizabeth Burns, welcome to the Time with Flora podcast.
Thank you very much, Flora. Lovely to be with you today.
We met, I think it's almost 12 years ago now, Elizabeth. We were both Henley Business School doing the MBA. You were doing the full-time program and I was doing the executive program. As I think about, you know, us being back in Henley, I just wondered for you, I mean, it was a great place, right? Greenland, such a great place to be, to study. And I wondered for you, what do you most recall about your experience being there? And during that time?
Yes, I had a wonderful time at Henley Business School. It was actually a dream, and it took me 8 years to get there. So I enjoyed every minute. It was a lot of hard work, as you know, and I think fundamentally it set me up for the next 10 years, which have been most awesome with all my experience in West Africa and Central Africa now. So I look back at Henley with the most fond memories, and that I had that opportunity to attend such a great and prestigious business school alongside you, Flora.
Yeah, thank you for that. And wow, that's really interesting. You said it took you 8 years to get there. Expand on that a little bit. I'm quite intrigued.
I was working in Siemens in South Africa at that time, and I'd always wanted to do an MBA, and I'd always identified Henley Business School. And again, I had an opportunity when I was relocating to Siemens in the UK to do my Henley course, but part-time. But they sent me away to Germany on multiple trips and all over the globe for 4 years while I was in the UK, so I could actually never get some time to actually program my MBA. So I went back to Africa and I worked with Coca-Cola for 2 years, and then I left Coca-Cola. I said now was a time for personal development in my own life, and I took time out to do the 1 year full-time executive MBA at that time. So I took a career break, almost like a gap year for investment in myself, and then I paid for that personally. So I put a lot of money into it. I got a lot out of it in terms of personal growth and development. That's where I guess the biggest focus was for me. And it gave me the stepping stones then for the next 10 years to launch my career in West Africa and to be part of the gold sector and the oil and gas sector, of which I'd always dreamed of as a young career woman.
And what a career it has been so far, Elizabeth. I mean, you have, there have been many stepping stones along the way, certainly over the last sort of 10 years, as you were saying.
Yes.
Quite a few countries. I know that you're from South Africa. There's been the UK, as you mentioned. You've done quite a bit in Africa, Tanzania, Ghana, Burkina Faso, Mali, and you're currently in Cameroon, and I know that there are many, many others. I wonder, in the geography of your travels with your work, on the back of having done the Henley journey, what has been the experience that you've had in terms of your ability to manage relationships across continents, across countries? How has that been for you?
Well, Flora, you know, I've been actually very, very blessed. I consider myself almost a global nomad. I've had the tremendous privilege of living and working in these multiple countries, and I consider myself extremely fortunate to have been raised in a relatively nomadic way, which has allowed me to to be almost moving across the world and welcoming all new cultures and the ability to do business in these countries. And I think for me, these experiences have been absolutely extremely positive and life-changing. And personally, working overseas has been an incredible learning experience, you know, in my career. And I've actually been strengthened by it in numerous ways. You have the ability to adapt and learn. You have the ability to be sensitive to all these different cultures in which you work. You have the ability to have fun and enjoy and travel in these countries and to absorb the different types of ways in which other people live. And also you have the ability to inspire others because you bring a wealth of opportunity and a wealth of knowledge from doing business in different countries with you. And working abroad also teaches you to appreciate every day more, I think, even the bad days, because this day has been very tough in these countries, you know, and very challenging. For instance, in Burkina Faso, there were 3 coups when I was working there. In Cameroon, we have a lot of issues politically with the different factions that go on. So you're always exposed to these types of risks, and you always appreciate them every day that you live more and more. So you get to let go of expectations, and then you get to embrace challenges and make the most of the moment you're in all of these countries. And it also strengthens your resilience. And resilience is something that you can't learn. You have to acquire it from working in these countries. So I've been very blessed. I've worked in the gold mining sector here. I worked in the oil and gas. And particularly now in Cameroon, I'm working more with the government of Cameroon at the much higher levels in the state of Cameroon and so forth. So I think from my side, yes, I couldn't have asked for a better track record in terms of the roles I've had and in the countries in which I've been. And I think all my dreams that I've had have been almost fulfilled.
Well, that's an amazing achievement for you to say that. And I was quite taken by you using the term being raised in a nomadic way. I mean, that's quite interesting. And clearly listening to you, that certainly comes across. And I just wanted to just explore a little bit more, you know, in terms of what would you say if you were to summarize the role? And this is something about understanding what drives you, because yes. It's so interesting. How would you summarize the role that your own values and your ambitions have played in getting you to where you are today with all these things that you have done so far?
Yeah, well, Flora, for me, and from my perspective and from my experiences, I believe the focus was hard work, and it's always been hard work. And there's been a lot of determination to achieve what I've wanted to achieve. I think never giving up is another one that, and never having fear in anything that you wish to do in life. So it's always been chasing my dreams. And I have had an inherent love for Africa. So I was born in South Africa. I went overseas just to gain experience and I returned to Africa. And I inherently understand my skills and talents in finance and in executing in challenging conditions. But my biggest values and where I strive for is to attain like peace of mind and through self-satisfaction in knowing I've made every effort to do the best which I'm capable of doing and to try and fulfill my purpose on life and the service leadership to which I have become accustomed.
And there was one particular quote that I saw about you that really amused me. It was for an award that you received, I think it was back in 2013, which was, "She makes the Duracell bunny look tired." I thought that was quite hilarious. What did you think when you saw that as a description about you and so many other things that speak to that as a metaphor? What did you think about the fact that that's how people see you against how you see yourself?
Flora, you know, I have been always a high energy individual. And I think it's been apparent in all the roles I've played, you know. So in 2013, West Africa, we won the Business Award of the Year, and I was nominated for a runner-up award for Corporate Governance Champion. So actually, when they mentioned that award, just the summary of it was Elizabeth Burns has been an exemplary and influential member of the Ghana and West African business management team and deserves this accolade and recognition from her colleagues. Her energy and passion for financial excellence inspires those around her. And that's how they came to say she makes the Duracell bunny look tired. But literally I do, because they could never actually capture my energy. I always was part of major projects that drove a lot of productivity, cost savings, the fundamental business elements of governance in all these countries. And now in the Cameroon, I've been nicknamed Vitalis, which is basically the French for vitality. And that really boils down to being a state of being strong and active and really defined by exuberant physical energy and mental vigor. So I've got the same nickname here in Cameroon. And I guess that what it means to me is the capacity for survival and for the continuation of a meaningful or purposeful existence, and never allowing anything to draw you down, getting up every day and bounding back to life, no matter the difficulties. So that's how I would try and capture it in terms of summarizing it for myself, Laura.
What are the things that you watch out for, knowing fully well that you're great at all these things? What are the things that concern you that are the other side of the coin, if you will?
For the balance, yes. I'm very well aware of that. So because of my physical capabilities, I really go out and I enjoy golf on the weekends, tennis, swimming, snorkeling, fishing. I used to fly helicopters when I was in South Africa, but there's no possibility here. So I was doing my license. And I really thrive and get a lot of inspiration from being in the great outdoors and the ability to revitalize and refresh my soul. So I have a lot of fun and balance in my life, but also when it comes to the work, it's absolutely very serious and very critical, because I'm responsible for the lives of so many people and for many shareholders that sit behind. So I balance that off by doing a lot of physical activities. And then obviously I've got a great love for travel. So when I get my leave, I'm always going different places. And I think I've done almost 63 countries now in the last 10 years in terms of travel. So I love to do that. It gives me a chance to refocus and for my mind to rest. So if your mind's always active, you know, it's not a good thing. So that's what I do for fun and balance. And then I obviously look after myself very well in terms of focus on health and my health goals and my spiritual goals and my well-being.
That's really good to hear. That's really good to hear. And there are other aspects to you as well, you know, that I'm aware of, you know, being an influencer, being someone who cares about what happens with others. I know that you are active in mentoring. I know that you're involved in a program in Cameroon at the moment, the Corporate Women in Leadership Mentorship Program, which is really commendable. With all the experience that you have, what are those sort of key lessons that you would say to, if you will, your younger self?
Yes. So when I just stand back and think about that for a while, I said, for me, is to really establish and understand your purpose in life and to use all your unique gifts and skill sets to pursue your purpose with passion. You know, so that's fundamental, and that would be probably the best knowledge I would have given my younger self. Also to establish like a vision board and understand where you want to go in life, and to reassess that at various intervals and see how you're tracking and where your successes are and how do you need to then pursue actions over the next 5 to 10 years to get there. So I've always liked to look inward for happiness and to be grateful for all the challenges along the way. And I guess the biggest lessons for me is lesson number one, there are always challenges and you must embrace them. And lesson two is always to think on your feet, because there are always solutions. So never to have any fear to go out and do things. Lesson number three would always be to keep an open mind and be willing to learn and grow. And I think I've always had a focus on also an inward focus on seeing how I can better myself day in, day out, and where I need to focus and learn. And I have also a very good mentor in my personal life that gives me good pointers. And lesson number four, I would say, don't take life too seriously. To have fun and enjoy each day as well, you know, because we're not here just to work. We're here to support our families and to look after ourselves, to grow spiritually, and one day to reach eternity. So there's the lessons I would give my younger self. In terms of signing off, my slogan line is dream, explore, and discover. And I think I've taken that each opportunity and turned it into the possibilities throughout my career. And I want to thank you so much, Flora, for the wonderful time spent with you today.